Hello and welcome to this week's Poem of the Week podcast in the Inner Sanctum. And as usual, I'm trying to sort of follow the liturgical year and the calendar year and the seasons of the year, both liturgically and, shall we say, biologically, to keep things topical. Sometimes I break from that, but generally speaking, that's what I try to keep to. So today, we're going to go on three themes related to feast this week. Or feast this month in one case. On May the 3rd, we celebrate the finding of the true cross. So I've selected two poems about the cross to share with you today. And then on May the 5th is the feast of St. Hilary of Arles. And of course, our own beloved Hilary, as in Hilary Belloc, St. Hilaire Belloc. St. Hilaire of Arles, St. Hilaire of Belloc, not St. Hilaire of Belloc. Hilaire Belloc. We've had a feast of Belloc on this site. You're obviously aware that I'm somewhat fond of the man. We had a Belloc festival in the Poem of the Week a few months back to celebrate, if I remember correctly, yes, it would have been actually last year, because I think it was to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the great man's birth. Obviously, we're following on the path to Rome, and please do join me on the Revisiting Old Favourites podcast for as we continue the pilgrimage on the path to Rome with Belloc's book of that title. So, first, the Finding True Cross on May the 3rd, and then St. Hilary of Arles. We're going to celebrate Hilaire Belloc for St. Hilary's feast on May the 5th. But also the whole of May, of course, is Mary's month. And I think my general plan this month, unless I forget, which I think is unlikely, is to have at least one poem inspired by the Blessed Virgin in each of the weeks of May. And I think we'll begin with Mary. So May the 1st, tomorrow, as I'm recording, I'm actually recording this on April 30th. On May the 1st, I'm actually going around some friends on Lake Greenwood, and we're going to have a May Day celebration with oysters and ale and other good things. May Day, of course, is traditionally a Marian feast day in Merry England to kick off the Marian month of May. So I thought for the first of our poems dedicated to the Virgin, we said have one a week for the month. I'm going to actually pluck some lines from Paradiso, Canto 33, the final canto of that wonderful poem, The Divine Comedy, Paradise. This is from Henry Wadsworth's Longfellow's translation, and it's "Thou Virgin Mother, Daughter of Thy Son." Thou Virgin Mother, daughter of thy Son, humble and high beyond all other creature, the limit fixed of the eternal counsel. Thou art the one who such nobility to human nature gave that its creator did not disdain to make himself its creature. Within thy womb rekindled was the love, by heat of which in the eternal peace, after such wise this flower has germinated. Here unto us thou art a noonday torch of charity, and below them among mortals thou art the living fountainhead of hope. Lady, thou art so great and so prevailing that he who wishes grace nor runs to thee, his aspirations without wings would fly. Not only thy benignity gives succour to him who asketh it, but oftentimes forrunneth of its own accord the asking. In thee compassion is, in thee is pity, in thee magnificence, in thee unites whate'er of goodness is in any creature. Dante from the Paradiso, Thou Virgin Mother, Daughter of Thy Son. And now we'll move from the Blessed Virgin to the Holy Cross. The finding of the true cross, as I said, is celebrated on May the 3rd. So we're going to go begin with a short medieval poem called Anonymous, we don't know who the author was, called Steadfast cross. Steadfast cross, among all other, thou art a tree of great prize. In branch and flower such another, I nay what nor in wood nor rise. Sweet be the nails, and sweet be the tree, and sweeter be the burden that hangs upon thee. Moving from medieval times to relatively recent times, to Victorian times at any rate, for a poem by St. John Henry Newman, The Sign of the Cross. The Sign of the Cross by St. John Henry Newman. Whene'er across this sinful flesh of mine I draw the holy sign, all good thoughts stir within me and renew their slumbering strength divine, till there springs up a courage high and true to suffer and to do. And who shall say, but hateful spirits around, for their brief hour unbound, shudder to see and wail their overthrow, while on far heathen ground some lonely saint hails the fresh odour, though its source he cannot know. And finally, from the gravitas of the cross to the levitas of Hilaire Belloc. In actual fact, I said that we'd have some Belloc. We're not actually, well, we are actually, we're sort of actually. What I'm going to do, just very briefly, we've had lots of Belloc poetry, of course, already. I'm going to recite two very short poems, one that alludes to Belloc and quotes Belloc, and the other, which is a very brief tribute to Belloc, from my own slim book of published poems, Divining Divinity. So these are actually by me, although the first one is called Sunrise, Sunset, and actually the first half, the sunrise, if you like, is by Belloc, and the sunset is by me. Sunrise, Sunset. Whenever the Catholic sun doth rise, no editing here, we'll just admit the mistake and carry on. Sunrise, sunset. Whenever the Catholic sun doth shine, there's always laughter and good red wine. At least I've always found it so. Benedicamus Domino. Hilaire Belloc. But when the Catholic sun doth sink, there's stench of Hitler, Stalin's stink. We hate to say we told you so. Gulag Archipelago. JP, i.e. me, with apologies to HB. I.e. Hilaire Belloc, of course. And then this very short seven-line tribute in verse to Belloc is actually called Belloc, by yours truly. Belloc. Not the bombast of relativism, the bombast of mere opinion, sanitized by self-righteousness, but the bombast of absolutes, the bombast of certitude, sanctified by servitude to the righteousness beyond the self. Thanks for listening to this week's selection of poetry in the Poems of the Week podcast. Please do join me next week as we continue in the Marian month of May with at least one poem to the Blessed Virgin and whatever else I might throw in for good measure. Thanks as always for joining me. Until next week, goodbye and God bless.